So you'd been divorced, but somewhere in 1985, you met a lady by the name of LaDonna.
Yes.
Tell us about that and her.
Well, LaDonna worked for Oklahoma City University, and I was close to my fraternity brothers. And one of my fraternity brothers, Jim Whitaker, worked for OCU, as well as LaDonna Gooden. In fact, the way we met, Jim Whitaker was fundraising as well as in sports at Oklahoma City University. He was talking to LaDonna and said, you know, Herman Minders is in the floral industry. We need gardens around the Norick Arts Center. Why don't you contact him about giving money for the gardens? LaDonna said, well, you know, it's yours. Why don't you talk to Herman about it? And he said, well, we really need to talk to President Walker. And Walker and I don't get along. So he said, LaDonna, why don't you go to President Walker and tell him to contact Herman Minders? She did, and Dr. Walker did contact me and invite me down for a breakfast. And at the breakfast was Rex Rudy, myself, Jim Whitaker, President Walker, and LaDonna Gooden was there. It was the most expensive breakfast I ever had. We wound up funding the gardens for $50,000. Then a little later on in the year, they named me Outstanding Alumni of the Year, and LaDonna was the alumni director. So she had to set the program up, and we had a banquet. LaDonna has her story, and I have my story. My story is LaDonna changed name places where I'd be sitting next to her. And she thinks I said, why don't you just sit next to me? And that's probably the way it went. But anyway, we sat during the banquet together. I was single. She was single. We talked about Vic Damone was coming to perform for Oklahoma City as a fundraiser. So we went to that together, and that's sort of where it started. That was in December of 85, and in May of 86, we became married.
And she had built quite a resume for herself. She was Miss Oklahoma.
Yes, she started out, she was Miss Made of Cotton on the national level, and she was Miss Oklahoma. But she also was a great pianist, done a lot of concerts with the piano. She's performed at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. So she's a very talented person and a very, very good person.
She played classical music as her talent for Miss America.
That's correct.
And probably wasn't all that accepted, classical music, by the judges, even though she was a good performer.
Well, I never did see a review of it, but I'm sure she was the best one there.
And she is an author of many books.
She's a great writer. She wrote her story about her life growing up. She now has two publications. One is Angel Hugs, and one is Angel Hugs for Cancer Survivors.
Was there cancer in your family?
Yes, our family. She had cancer. In fact, had it twice. But they have taken it all, and it's been at least 10 years. So we're very blessed that this is behind us.
Wow. So that was why she was married to you then.
That's correct.